It's called a world economic crisis. It's called poverty. It's called alcoholism. And in Southeast, it's your poorest neighborhood. Northwest, people are still employed.
Thank you very much for your comment.
However, I asked you guys a question. How does a six-month ban for my husband who served in Korea serve him?
And I think like some of your questions go to the county, and I know so.
However, I asked each of you four. Now, the two of us, I served you guys from 1983 to 90. I fixed B-52s. If I messed up at 19, we all died. Now, he went out and murdered a bunch of people. Okay? Now, you tell me how a six-month ban serves our community, please.
Ma'am, we really appreciate you taking the time to bring this issue to our attention.
Request denied.
And there are opportunities for appeal for this through the county system, which we're happy to have, before you leave the building, give you more information on how to do that.
Except we're both city residents.
Right, but it's a county service, and I'm happy to have Amy Stevens, who's my public advocate, meet with you before you leave the building. But ma'am, there's a variety of issues that we have to discuss today.
I'm signed up for a number of them.
And we have to discuss them today. I'm sorry, we have to move along.
Okay. Request denied.
Yes, thank you, though. All right. Carla, unless there's additional council discussion, can you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Well, I'm extremely pleased with the progress the Police Bureau has made in terms of reducing the use of force. Under the direction of Chief Sizer, the Bureau has made substantial changes to its force policy that have dramatically decreased the use of force while also decreasing officer injuries. And a lot of credit here goes to the officers themselves and their supervisors in the Portland Police Bureau. They should be proud of these accomplishments, and I think we're seeing the impact that good training has in terms of improved behavior by our police officers on the street. I'd like to thank the Independent Police Review Division and members of the Citizen Review Commission, Lauren Erickson and Michael Bingham, for their hard work on this issue, and it's had a direct and positive impact on the policing, the policies of the Police Bureau. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you very much for the report and for all the good work that's been done. I especially appreciate the visionary leadership by Chief Sizer and the general recognition that we all want to do things in the right way to benefit people. I'm looking forward to working with the Chief and Commissioner Saltzman on the Community and Police Relations Committee, which now belongs in the Office of Human Relations. We have a complete set of members now, and we'll be working together to figure out how to do things even better. And this is certainly a good step forward. Aye.
Leonard?
I, too, appreciate the good work this represents from the NPR staff, the Police Bureau, and all those who contributed to the report. Thank you. And our new auditor, doing a great job. Thanks. Aye.
Fish.
It's all been said, but Mary Beth Baptista, thanks for your good work and the outreach you regularly do to our offices to keep us apprised of your work. To Chief Sizer, thank you, and thanks to the great work of your various commanders who are helping us deal with a housing emergency right now in a very humane way. To the members of the task force, thank you for your service. And to our new auditor, who I now get the pleasure of getting briefings from almost on a weekly basis, thank you for the energy and openness that you have brought to your new position. And I appreciate it. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank the men and women of the Police Bureau for just their incredible dedication. I'm out and about in the city all the time, and it's their approachability, their commitment to do great work is evident, and it's hard work, and I want to thank them for that. Obviously, the leadership of the Police Bureau under Rosie Sizer has shown that improvements can happen in some areas that for years seemed intractable. So, Chief Sizer, thank you for your leadership and the leadership of your team. Also, want to underscore the thank you to Mr. Bingham and the citizen advisors. Also, very hard work. Lots of hours, very, very difficult work. And thank you, and also the team and of IPR led by the auditor. Really appreciate it. And then the new police commissioner, who I know has passion for this and continues to support it and be passionate about it from the top. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman.
Aye.
All right, 1029 is approved. We are now at time certain. Council calendar item 1030. Carla, would you please read the title?
Approve the 30-year tax exemption under the city's new multi-unit housing program requested by Nurture 247 Limited Partnership for the residential portion of Pearl Family Housing Project as recommended by the Planning Commission.
So the charter requires and or ordinance require that this be filed under my name, but I want to upfront thank Commissioner Fish and his team for agreeing to really lead the efforts, including the efforts of folks in the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability on helping to evaluate these prior to our consideration. So I think this is all in keeping with our efforts to get all housing issues under or coordinated by one commissioner in charge, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor Adams, and members of the council. As the mayor indicated, he has asked the Portland Housing Bureau and my office to review all limited-term abatement ordinances coming to the council and to make a recommendation to my colleagues as to whether they should be approved or rejected or modified. And to summarize, our review will address the following: project eligibility criteria for each specific abatement requested, confirmation of the specific housing goals advanced by each project. We will make a specific recommendation as to up or down. And if there are amendments that we think are necessary, we will put them before you as well. The presentation today is the first to follow this new procedure, and it is a work in progress. We welcome any and all input on the form of our briefing memo, the briefings that you have received, and on this presentation. The city's long-term approach to abatement policy will be developed with input from the county and other partners in the coming year and under the direction of our new PHB director. Over the next several months, PHB staff will work with the city attorney, BPS, and the mayor's office to true up any inconsistencies. As part of our comprehensive approach to city tax abatements, my team has reviewed and provided recommendations for the Pearl Family Housing Project. There are two areas in particular I want to draw your attention to. First, we recommend a 15-year abatement, not the full 30-year abatement that the Planning Bureau recommended. This is because the developer intends to offer limited equity cooperative ownership after year 15. In other words, there's a substantial change in the legal structure of the project. Second, our process has fleshed out an inconsistency between city law and the state code with regard to the length of abatements, and we intend at some point in the future to come back with some code changes for your consideration. Our crack team of Beth Kay from PHB and Barbara Sack from Planning are here today to make a very brief presentation and to answer any questions that you may have. Ladies.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Beth Kay from the Bureau of Housing. As Nick has explained, this is a request coming to you as a 30-year tax exemption under the city's new multiple unit housing program for the residential portion of the Pearl Family Housing Project. The request is made by Nurture 247 Limited Partnership, represented by Ed McNamara, who is here today. We have to hand out to you an amendment to the ordinance that's in front of you. This amendment modifies the term of the abatement to 15 years due to the potential change in ownership at that time and explicitly waives the code term of 10 years in favor of a 15-year term allowed by state statute because it's consistent with affordability requirements. And we are doing this at the recommendation of the city attorney. So a little bit about the project. The project is in the North Pearl sub-area of the River District. It's a mixed-use project that occupies a full block, or will occupy a full block, bounded by Northwest Quimby and Raleigh Streets and 13th and 14th Avenues. It will include 138 rental housing units, a very family-friendly mix, 8 one-bedrooms, 62 bedrooms, and 73 bedroom units. 136 of these will be affordable to low-income households at or below 60% of median family income. Two of the units, a one-bedroom and a two-bedroom, will be leased to on-site staff, and they are treated as accessory units to the affordable units for underwriting purposes. So in essence, they're like a common area. The ground floor will be leased to Portland Public Schools for an extension of Chapman School. There will be six lower-grade classrooms. The other space in the building will be leased to the Zimmerman Community Center. The project will have 119 underground and 10 above-ground parking spaces and two loading spaces. The rules that are applicable here, and these were all covered in your information, so I won't go into them in detail unless you have questions, are state statutes 307.600 through 637, City Code Chapter 3.104, and City Ordinance 181.500. When the Portland Housing Bureau conducted its review, the threshold issue we looked at is the threshold issue under the ORS. Is the project subject to a public assistance contract? Yes. In fact, the project is subject to three of them, one with PDC, one with the state of Oregon, and one for low-income housing tax credits. That's the shortest. It has a 15-year affordability requirement. Barbara Sack, I'll ask Barbara to describe the Planning Commission review and recommendation.
Thank you, Beth.
Okay. The Planning Commission's role in these cases is to assess whether the project is consistent with the city's comprehensive plan and to make a recommendation on the project based on the scope and nature of the public benefit it provides. The Planning Commission found that this project is consistent with a number of objectives of the comprehensive plan and the plans incorporated into it, such as the North Pearl District Plan. And it also found that it met the public benefit requirement. To receive the tax exemption under the program, the property must meet an affordability requirement and provide at least one public benefit from a public benefit option list. This project exceeds the city code affordability requirements since all the units are affordable to low-income households except for the two staff units. It also provides several public benefits on the public benefit option list. One is that more than 20% of the units will be three bedrooms, and the second is that it will achieve LEED Silver certification. Based on the applicant's proposal, the Planning Commission on June 23, 2009, recommended that City Council approve a 30-year limited property tax exemption for the residential portion of the Pearl Family Housing Project, subject to the following conditions. That the apartment units be maintained as rental housing and not convert to condominiums during the 30-year term, that the 136 rent-restricted units continue to be affordable to low-income households at or below 60% MFI, and the project be certified LEED Silver, and this is by the U.S. Green Building Council. Lastly, that the project includes 73 bedroom units. Finally, the project comply with all applicable standards of Title 33, as well as the conditions of any land use approvals, including design review LUR 08-191285, which is complete.
Okay. Good. So, returning then to the amendment in front of you, We felt the most conservative course would be to recommend a 15-year abatement to correspond with the expiration of the low-income housing tax credit compliance period. We did that because the developer advised us that after the 15-year compliance period, there was a potential change of ownership to a limited equity cooperative model. It's not entirely clear that that would happen, or if it does happen, whether the project would still qualify for the abatement under the model. So it seemed like good sense to take a second look at the 15-year point. In the event that the project does continue to meet the eligibility requirements for the abatement after year 15, the developer can seek to extend the abatement prior to its expiration as provided in the code. I think that Commissioner Fish explained the 10-year issue. Our current code still has 10 years written into it, even though state law was amended several years ago to allow exemptions for as long as there is a public assistance contract requiring rent restrictions. And the city attorney has advised us that city council may waive the limitation of the term of the abatement as long as it stays within the state law limit. So our recommendation is good.
And Beth, on that point, let me just say that as part of the process that we're developing, we expect in the future that if there is a modification that we're recommending to the Planning Bureau recommendation, that that would be incorporated in the ordinance that we file. So we would not be doing this by amendment. We would, in consultation with the mayor's office, be submitting the recommendation to the council as modified. And with that, we'd welcome your questions.
So do you need to amend what we're looking at?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to propose that?
So I would move the amendments that you have before you to the ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this amendment? Anyone wish to testify on this amendment? Carl, would you please call the roll on the amendment?
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
I'm very pleased to see this thorough analysis and the presentation of the amendment ahead of time. Aye.
Fish.
Aye. Thank you.
Adams.
Great presentation, great analysis. Support the amendment. Aye. All right. Underline question. Any discussion from council?
There was the one question from the Planning Commission as far as the staff units as to whether they affected the affordability. Did you cover that?
The ordinance, the amended ordinance that you have in front of you provides that those units would be treated as accessory to the rental units, and therefore they would not affect the 100% affordability. That's within your power and scope to declare.
Okay. And I'm assuming they're not luxury staff apartments anyway.
No. Same trim as everything else.
Right. Thank you.
Any other discussion from council? Is anyone signed up to testify?
We have one person, Catherine Houston.
Ms. Houston? Okay, she's talking to Amy Stevens in my office. Anyone else wish to testify on this matter? This is an emergency ordinance, so please call the vote. Thank you very much for your presentation and your work.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm very pleased to support this ordinance. I recall several, it was probably maybe a year ago when Ed McNamara came in and the developer and talked about his ideas here for doing family housing in the Pearl, providing additional space for Portland Public Schools, a permanent home for the Zimmerman Community Center, and meeting all the green building standards. It seemed almost too good to be true. And yet here we are now on the brink of approving the tax exemption that will make this project much needed in our city, and in particular in the Pearl District, family housing, affordable housing, room for schools, because people are having children and they are living in the Pearl. So, and they're staying in the Pearl. So this is a great project and I'm very pleased to support it. Much needed. Pleased to vote aye.
Leonard?
I echo Commissioner Fritz's remarks. I have been for a number of years concerned about the processes by which the various entities prepare abatements up to when they arrive at council, and that Mayor Adams has designated the Housing Commissioner, Commissioner Fish, to oversee and analyze each of these applications is of great assurance to me that the final product will be one that I can consistently support and vote for. So I appreciate both of your work on this. Aye.
Fritz?
I like it that it goes both through the Planning Commission and Mayor Adams' office and the Housing Commissioner's office. And thank you, Commissioner Fish, excellent work. And thank you, Mr. McMurray. This is a good project. I'm really pleased to see a 60% MFI, that we don't have to have very low income and market rate, that we can have a little in between as well, and that makes for a good, vibrant mix. So thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Well, colleagues, last fall, the first annual report on tax abatements was presented to council, and for the first time, included data that had never been compiled and presented to you and to the public, including a category called foregone revenue. And it seems that it is difficult to evaluate the utility of this program if you don't know on a regular basis what it's costing both us and sister jurisdictions. Building on that effort, Mayor, you and I in December announced the creation of a new Portland Housing Bureau. As of July 1st of this year, we are now live. And we are led by a very capable new director, Margaret Van Vliet. The next step in our growth as a bureau is the confidence you've placed in us to provide counsel guidance on tax abatements. This is a challenging area of the law, much misunderstood by the public. And each time we take one of these, we have a chance to educate the public about the benefits of providing tax abatements as part of our tool chest to create incentives for housing that the market would otherwise not provide. Today, we have a chance to express our support for a development which will bring affordable family housing to the Pearl District. We are talking about units of 3 bedrooms and of a size that allows families to live in the Pearl and at a rate, a rental, that is family-friendly. That's a big plus. But building on the effort that we have made collectively to be more transparent and accountable on tax abatements, I think that is another thing to celebrate today. I want to thank my team, Beth Kay and Barbara Sack, and Kate Allen, who's here, who put a lot of time into this. I welcome and thank you for the feedback we've received on how we're going to do this going forward. And I can assure you one thing. As long as I'm Housing Commissioner, we will present the facts and let you make the judgments. On that note, thanks to Ed McNamara for his tenacity on this project. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Well, Mr. McNamara, thank you for your willingness in the depths of a really awful recession to put this deal together. And this represents, as Commissioner Fish said very well, the kind of family-friendly housing that we want to help see happen, and affordable family-friendly housing that we want to partner with. So thank you. I, too, want to thank the staff team that worked on this. But most of all, I want to thank Commissioner Fish for his willingness to take this on and, again, align all the decision-making and recommending and evaluation around housing with the Housing Bureau and the Housing Commissioner. You're doing a fantastic job of getting that all organized and aligned, and I really appreciate it. It allows me to focus on economic development that much more. So please vote aye. All right. We're going to take a we've got some documents that need to be printed out. So we're going to take a 7-minute break. I just do it.
So what if it's 7.5 minutes?
I just like to say an odd.
Feels off.
What if we're back in 6 minutes?
Let me ask for 5.
Feels off.
Mm-hmm.